Holy Foreskin, Holy Foreskin. 4th of July, 2006. This is Zim for UN News. Duluth, Pennsylvania. Italian special police say they've broken the back of a gang of anarchist alchemists. Unione degli Alchemici Anarchici della Toscana, or the Tuscan Union of Anarchist Alchemists, whose goal is to create a potion which grants eternal life and will bring down the Catholic Church. Key ingredient of this alleged formula is, quote, the Holy Prepuce, or Holy Foreskin, Latin Praepitium, Praeputium, is one of the several relics purported to be associated with Jesus, unquote. The Holy Prepuce, along with stolen mercury, lead, and 72 dead echidnas, were recovered in a raid on the Tuscan Union's back alley laboratory in Genoa. Calcutta once housed the Prepuce in the reliquary, which was paraded through the streets in this Italian village as recently as 1983 on the Feast of the Circumcision, quote, which was formally marked by the Catholic Church around the world on January 1st each year. The practice ended, however, when thieves stole the jewel-encrusted case, contents and all. Following the theft, it is unclear whether any purported Holy Prepuces still existed. In a 1997 televised documentary for Channel 4, British journalist Miles Kington traveled to Italy in search of the Holy Foreskin, but was unable to find any remaining example, unquote. Wikipedia on the Holy Prepuce. And that was, that actually happened. Unfortunately, the sealed box contained the Holy Prepuce was broken, and the relic suffered some degradation. Vatican scientists are currently examining it to see if it is in fact made from a foreskin, said Father Alfredo Leitmotif, chief physiologist for the Vatican's Task Force on Relic Authentication, quote, there are some materials which could make a fake foreskin. Our task is to determine whether this relic is authentic, fake, or a combination of both real foreskin and some other material. As to whether it belonged to Christ, I cannot say, unquote. Also recovered were the bones of the donkey which Jesus rode into Jerusalem and the empty purse of Judas. Vatican sources say they are pleased to have these precious relics back in the arms of the Church. In a press release, Pope Benedict thanked the entire Italian police force, all seven of them, for the safe return of the holy things, and gave each of them a free pass to heaven after they go to confession. This has been Reverend Zim for UN News. Thank you for putting up with it.